For the former French Prime Minister, François Fillon, the 27th of November 2016 must feel like a date that was a very long time ago. That was the sound of him winning the nomination for his centre-right Republican Party by a landslide. As the crowds chanted Fillon for president, there was a great deal of certainty in the minds of his supporters and many of us in the media that this man standing before us in his immaculate charcoal suit was going to be France's next president. There was excitement across the channel, too, that Penelope Fillon, who's originally from Abergavenny in South Wales, was on track to become the First Lady of France. But almost exactly 2 months later, a report surfaced in the satirical newspaper Le Canard Enchaîné, which dealt Fillon a severe blow. The report was immediately dubbed Penelope Gate by the press.
Mercredi dernier, Le Canard Enchaîné révèle que Penelope Fillon, la femme de l'ancien Premier ministre,
Fillon stood accused of paying his wife hundreds of thousands of euros of public money over a period of several years for doing a job which apparently never existed. The reports refused to go away, and Mr. and Mrs. Fillon ultimately faced charges of misusing public funds. Then came the claim that Fillon had received tens of thousands of euros worth of made-to-measure suits from a benefactor. And as if that wasn't enough, the donor was reported to have paid for them in cash, raising a whole lot more questions. As his ratings in the polls slid from front-runner to where he is today, variously in third or fourth place, there were initial calls for him to drop out of the race and hand the party's presidential nomination to the man who came in second in the primary, another former Prime Minister, Alain Juppé. But despite the odds being stacked so firmly against him, he refused to give up. On the contrary, he's been fighting hard to win back the lost ground.
J'ai besoin de vous. J'ai besoin de votre force. J'ai besoin de votre courage. J'ai besoin de votre volonté. Soyons français et soyons fiers de l'être.
Fillon has managed to recover some of that lost ground. And now that just 3 percentage points separate the top 4 candidates, his supporters are clinging onto the hope that Fillon is still in there with a chance of winning this, the most unpredictable French presidential race in modern history.
Mesdames et messieurs, notre candidat, François Fillon!
So what does Fillon believe is right for France? Well, his social conservatism and Catholic family values have won him a loyal following amongst older voters and France's powerful farmers. An opponent of same-sex couples marrying and adopting children, the 63-year-old former Prime Minister says that as president, he would make deep cuts in public spending. He'd do away with hundreds of thousands of civil service jobs. He'd scrap the 35-hour working week and raise the retirement age. Though he supports France's continued membership of the European Union, Fillon is in favour of an overhaul of the Schengen Agreement and wants a cap to be placed on the number of people allowed into this country each year. But one foreign policy position which has raised a few eyebrows at home and abroad is his desire for France to reach out to Moscow. He says that sanctions targeting Russia should be lifted.
Le pouvoir d'aller conquérir le plein emploi. Le pouvoir de faire de notre pays le pays où tous les succès sont possibles. Le pays de toutes les audaces, de toutes les chances.
Were it not for Penelope Gate, Fillon would probably be a sure bet as the next president of France. But as he continues the trail in third and fourth place, he must realise that the prospect of elimination from the race to the Élysée Palace on Sunday is very real. For Monocle in Paris, I'm Tom Burgess-Watson.
Vive la République et vive la France!